Blog Talk Radio.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're
moving, we're moving.
Reverend James Cleveland, one
that we think killing is legal. Do you know the mass murders that's going on all over the world, the shooting, the killing? Now here's women want to cop out and say, well, you know, the Republicans weren't for that and the Democrats was for it. I want to know tonight, this is Divine Healing, if you're a woman and you're pregnant, you know you're pregnant, do you feel justified in having fevers pull out of you? And once it's a fallopian tube, it's life. Okay. Now, I want to ask another question. If your mom or your daddy did the same thing, me and you wouldn't be him. But we have got so sophisticated, so educated, that we don't care about life no more. You know, here's a woman go out in middle adultery, got a husband, get a baby. Here's the husband go out and get a baby by a woman. He paid for her to go get the abortion. The murder, the fetus that he put in the womb. And women's okay with that. I got a serious question to ask you tonight. Because I've been saying, this ain't right. If you don't want to have the baby, don't have the sex. Oh, y'all ain't liking me. You know, it said the wages of sin is death to God eternal life. We at a society, this is 2021, we arguing about killing a baby in a woman's womb. And even the president okay with that. The right, murder is murder. If you go out and shoot somebody in the street, that's murder. If you kill a baby in the womb, that's murder. Now, the woman said, well, that's my body. I do what I want to with it. I agree. Why would you get pregnant? Now, if you raped, that's a different thing. If you're able to bring the baby because of your sinful way, oh, y'all ain't lucky tonight. Your misdeed, you got a baby and you want to kill it. You want to kill part of you for society. I'm going to talk about this in the morning also. The murderers is among us. And I want to tell this story. The young lady come to see me, and she had a little girl. The little girl had five different personalities. They had killed the psychologist, the doctor. The doctor didn't know what was wrong with her. They was getting a pill, they treated her. She had five different personalities. Sometimes she had a boy, then she had like another girl. So the mama was disturbed that she was retarded. And I told the mother, I said, it's deeper than this child being retarded. The girl was 7 years old. She'd cry, talk like a man, and she had schizophrenic personality. That come from the mama. She got rid of two kids when she was in high school. She got rid of three kids when she was in college, got an abortion. And she liked this man, so she decided to have the baby. Okay. But that baby that she had all those personalities of the baby that she had killed. She killed the flesh, but she couldn't kill the spirit. So that them spirits of the five kids took on the nature of this one girl. She cried. She talked like a boy. And the mama thought she was crazy. But that's some of the stuff that happened. So this is a very serious thing that we got to look at what we're doing. And I fault the clergy for being silent. The clergy, your pastors, is silent to that. And some of them got five, six babies sitting up in the church. silent to the truth. What I'm saying tonight, is it right for you to get an abortion? I know you. It's my body. I do what I want to do. It was your body when you laid down and had sex and got the baby. It wasn't the baby's fault. Now, since you got it, you want to be, you got some women. It's murders. It's murder. They have murdered more people than Hitler had. Now, what I'm saying tonight, you might not like this. One lady come to me in private consultation. She kept hearing the baby cry. She go to sleep, hear the baby cry. Then I said, I told her, well, you done got abortion. I didn't want nobody to know. She got it when she was in college. So that baby spirit, every time she lay down at night, she hear that baby crying. Okay? So this, some of the stuff that be going on, this some of the stuff that's happening. So I just want you to know that. So this is some of the stuff that's happening in that. So I'm going to ask the question tonight about you, about women, these women's men, if they want to talk about now. Some men is okay with that. One lady said she was going with this married man. She got pregnant. The man gave her $500 to go get an abortion. She didn't get the abortion. She left and went to another city. I said, it's like this. When you play around, you're going to get caught up. And it's not good to fool Mother Nature. When you start to messing with your body that way, something always happens. Start messing with your body in that kind of way. Cancer, all that set in. But the killing part is the schizophrenic personality that happened. And the Bible said that shall not steal, that shall not kill. Now, I want to ask you as women, do you feel it's all right for you to snatch a baby out of your womb, a seed? The Bible said be fruitful and multiply. Okay? Now, something going on that we let murder take the heat of our life. And that's what's going on. Young women, old women, mamas, kid daughters, because they want to finish college and have a career, and we can't have a baby. One lady said, I can't afford no baby right now. Well, why did you have sex? If you couldn't have the baby, why did you have sex? Now, one lady said, I can't bring no life into the world because I can't afford it. There's always room for a child. But we have got so violent. The murders is among us. Look at that. Murder is among us. And what I mean by that, you have young women and had 7-8 abortions, and they're all right with that. And when they get ready to start a family, some of them can't have no babies because their womb been robbed. Their womb been raped. They have raped one lady. She went and got scraped. She died getting an abortion because they was getting close, a clothes hanger pulling stuff out, all this negative stuff because the clergy and the women is not saying women. If you don't want the baby, don't kill it, because that's murder on your hand. Read your Bible. The murders is among us. We looking, you look pretty, you got your makeup on, you got your women, but you done killed 4 or 5 babies because you don't want the man that you lay down with. Okay. You didn't get raped. You went and had it by yourself. Now, I'm going to open the line up in a few minutes. And I want you to tell me what you think about this new law. Texas. The law in Texas said that you shouldn't get abortion. And if you do, your people can go and sue the doctor for $10,000. One doctor was on TV. He was doing 40 abortions a day. That's 40 murders. That's life. So he's a murderer legally. He's killing people. He ain't gonna see him. And that's what I'm talking about. How can you stand before God and you constantly murdering yourself? You constantly murdering. You okay with that Sunday morning going to church? You okay with that standing? Well, you pick up, I don't want this child, I want this child. I killed three, but I'm going to save one. Murder is murder. If you're killing in Vietnam, if you're killing, bombing, if you're shooting, you still murder people. And that's the stuff that's going on. I would like for somebody to have something to say tonight about that. And, you know, so many people, they won't speak for that. I'm talking about the abortion bill in Texas that just passed. I want to know. I'm going to 0898. I'm going to see what they have to say. 810. Let me see. What do they think about it? 598. What do you think about the abortion law? What you think about it? You think it's right, or you think it's all right?
Now, no, I think it's terrible, though, Bishop, because, you know, the kids could have been a doctor, they could have been a lawyer, they could have been anybody, you know what I'm saying? They had no right to do the abortions, though.
Well,
can you hear me?
Do you feel, what I'm asking tonight, do you feel that Texas did the right thing and by charging that they shouldn't kill those babies in the woman's womb?
Wait, you said they said what?
Now, my thing is, if you've been raped or something to do with your life, I can see that. But if you're just normal,
uh-huh,
and you went out and got a baby, do you feel that you feel justified that they should get abortion?
No.
Okay, I just thank you. The reason I asked the question, because if our parents had to do the same thing, me, you, and nobody would be there. Okay? There's so much going on. I thank you for that. Okay. That so much going on is letting us know that women's got to step up and say, wait a minute, this ain't right. And what I'm saying, it ain't right to the point where I feel murder is murder. I agree with Texas law. If a woman get raped, a woman, life and death, I can see it. But just getting an abortion, this man was doing 40, 50 abortions a day. I mean, they killing people. They having sex for pleasure, killing babies. That's just like somebody blowing up the tower. Murder is murder. And that's the thing that I see that's going on, that somebody got these pastors or these churches got to step up and tell the truth. And if you're a pastor of a church, and even a Catholic church, and they ain't stepped up and really say, wait a minute. Now, some people say, well, we got our right. Do you have a right to murder yourself? You know, you don't know what's going to happen when you get that abortion. You don't know if you're going to live or die. But that's one of the things I'm talking about, divine healing. And divine healing comes from God, okay? What I'm saying tonight, man and woman have to understand, if you're a man, and you allow that, you're part of the murder. See? You shouldn't have sex. I don't see no animals getting no abortion. No dogs, no cats, no mules, nothing like that. Nothing but humans murder each other and say it's all right. And society agree it's all right because it's your body. Yeah, it's your body. But you have violated your body when you done did some other stuff. You understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying by that, if you lay down and had a child or you know you're pregnant, and the womb, the baby is alive. So many months. The baby is alive. So what's happening, women are being taught to murder, have sexual pleasure, and when they don't want the child, they murder. So their womb is a walking graveyard. Their womb is a walking graveyard. Their womb is a walking cemetery. Let me say that again. Their womb become a walking cemetery. They wonder why they can't get a husband because they have murdered their womb and murdered the substance of the womb. Oh, this is serious stuff. And 37 numbers are fretting out that self evil doers will soon be cut down. So you got to understand some of the stuff going on. I want to pray. Don't forget we on tomorrow from 11 to 12, I'm going to talk about this abortion thing. Because I feel that the church folks, them that go to Pentecostal, Baptist, should step up and say, wait a minute. We need to reason the church is so messed up now. Because we let murder go on. So murder leave away from the church. So here's a girl that had 5 abortions. She married a guy and shot 5 people. Murders among you. You got active killers walking the street. And they become demons. Okay? What I'm saying by that, they have no regard for life and to life. I don't care if you're sitting now. They're out of the same playbook. The government. So, well, let 2 men get married. Let 2 women get married. 2 men can't have no baby. 2 women can't have no baby. So what they're saying, they define the law of God. And the law of God to be proof of the mother, a woman is put him to have a baby. A man is put him to get her pregnant. So that's the thing that go on. So what I'm saying tonight, we got to exhale, refocus, and see what's going on with us as a society. What's happening with us is a society. We have turned our back against God, have turned our back against our own self by murdering the baby in the womb. You know, and a lot of curses is going on. And you wonder why people got cancer and all this other stuff. It's so many curses is going on with them. That's what's happening. So that's the thing that I see that's happening. Now, I just want to say, you can call me or get in contact with me. That's Block Talk Radio and right here in Chicago. And I'm going to stay on this because I feel that Texas did the right thing. I feel that Texas, white or black, I feel this is a human issue. This got to do with life. You know, this is a human issue. This is an issue that we have to save the dogs, save the cats, save the humans. The mass murder going on and all that stuff happening. And that's very important. I just want to say that tonight. God bless you. I'm praying for you and I'm praying for Sister Ruby, I'm praying for you. Brother Dwight, I know you ain't listening. I'm praying for you. You know, I'm praying every letter, every telephone call. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want you to stay in divine prayer. You can call me, area code 708-582-0372. Now, if you want to see you, he said, Bishop, I want to see to this ministry, go to my website, thecofabraham.com, and you can see, say, I just want you to feel like you are doing something, because we're going to hit on the hot issues. Now, this is one of the issues that we're talking about is hot. It's murder. It's before America. Murder is before America right now. Is it we going to accept murder, or are we going to go in the law and change the law where it's all right to kill little babies in the womb that can't speak for themselves? Because I didn't want it. If I didn't want it, I should have been the stuff to get it. Then I want to talk a little bit about 20 years over in Afghanistan, where the pharmaceutical companies made all kind of money. And if you was a private contractor, Jerry, you could go there and make $50,000 a week. $50,000 a week just picking up paper, cleaning up. A school teacher, $50,000 a week. They pay contractors. With no black contractors over there, because they didn't let you know when you go across the sea. They were training them people how to read, write, fill application out. They were teaching them nursing and doctors. They were teaching them all that. But they was getting paid. That was $6 trillion paid over there when blacks here in America cannot get reparations. You know what happened to Tulsa, Oklahoma? They tore it down and burned it up. The government never did pay for it. We acknowledge 100 years later that it happened. What happened down in Natchez, Mississippi? They killed all those people. Did nobody get paid, but you can spend $6 trillion over in another country. That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about tonight. That's the kind of stuff that's going on.
It is good. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night.
Oh, right there. It's a give thanks unto the Lord, because that's the energy that we bring on rhythm.
Okay, and to sing praise unto the name, O Most High, to thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness and in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand.
That's Bright Star reading the scriptures. But I want to say tonight to you, you see the floods. And you say, well, Bishop, what's going on? You see California on fire. Because men have turned their back away from God. We're doing our own thing. And I want to say to all of y'all out the closet, God is out the closet. Let me say it again. God is out the closet, and he's going to bring you back in the closet until you make up your mind to repent to God. I'm sorry. You got to repent this murder, this killing, this hate that's going on. Floods, tornadoes. I prophesied in December. We got them back to back. We got nothing on this way. As I speak tonight. There's another hurricane on the way. I told you, southern hurricane is taking people out because we have to repent to God. It's not good to fool Mother Nature. God said man and woman. That's what he means. And God is not playing. It's time for us to repent and ask God for forgiveness. Begin to open up our eyes. That's what we got to do.
O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire upon my enemies, and mine ear shall hear that my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It stopped there, but it's gone down and scattered. The enemies are being scattered right now.
I feel the enemies have come up and come out the hole, the evil.
Yes.
And now God is standing up, and we're learning from Dr. King, we're learning from Malcolm X, we're learning from our ancestors that if we stay with God, we're going to overcome. Because that scripture says they're going to go away.
They'd be scattered. That's what it says, scattered. Mm-hmm. They says the wicked that rise up against me. It says on verse 11, it says, my eye also see my desire on my enemy.
My eye will see the desire on my enemy.
On the enemy, yeah.
Okay, read on.
And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me.
Now, your ears going to hear, that means you're going to hear the bad sound that things rise against you. They're going to go away.
Yeah. And that's what we're hearing with all that's going on now.
And with 21, this all is going on all over the land. This is happening.
Yes.
And it's showing us.
And what it's saying here is on verse 13, it says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord. That means your soul.
Your
God
faith.
Right.
Yeah.
God.
That's the heart.
That's the heart. It says, the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So we got to be right with God.
Whatever you're doing, you got to be right with God. That's right.
That's right. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory, do unto his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of...
Worship, hold it right there. Worship means that you worship God, you praise him. See, people don't worship God, and that's the problem. They go to church, but when you worship God, body, mind, soul, and spirit, and Dr. King, worship God. And as you worship God, things around you can't stay. Read on.
Yes. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Now, remember, waters means people, human.
Yeah. God's voice is on many people.
On the people. Right now.
His voice is on many people. So, what that really means, justice. Go on.
After talking about the voices on the waters, it says the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh, yea, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
Uh-huh.
He makes them get like a calf, Lebanon and Syria, like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. They said something, divide the flames of fire. That's the power of sin. It didn't bring the bubble gun.
Yeah, but see, that let you know, God is so powerful, he break all that up. And it's 2021 is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic for me. That means whatever we do, the voice of the Lord going to endow us. If you decree a thing, God going to make it. I decree right now the stimulus going to come. And can't nobody stop it.
Yes,
I just decree that. I decree your money.
I decree that
because
the devil's been holding back.
All that the devil stole, I decree that it come back. I decree the wicked, the righteous man, the righteous woman will get whatever the evil man got is stored up for the righteous. All you got to say, I decree because I'm the righteous of God. And being the righteous of God right now, your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough. And once you do that, glory, hallelujah, God going to touch wherever you might be, man, woman, wherever you might be. This is your season. This is your season. And all the prophets and the ancestors coming. Dr. King's birthday is, he would have been 92 years old.
Yes.
I said 92 or 93, 92 years old. Take that 9 and take that 2. When you work with it, it'll open doors.
92, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, so I remember he might not be there when he gets there. He might not be there.
Uh-huh.
The time is now, Bishop. The time is now.
I want people to know time is right now. Read Psalms 9 for me.
Psalms 9.
And after you read 9, you read 9 and go, just read 9 down to 21.
Okay.
We're dealing with it because this is 21 years.
Okay, we're going to read that one and 9. Okay. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart.
I will praise thee, O God, with my whole heart. That means body, mind, soul, and spirit. Nothing get in, nothing supposed to get in the place of you praising God. I'm talking about the God of the universe. I ain't talking about no man that steps out on the cross. I'm talking about the real God, the God of the wind or the water, the great God, the God of that made the creation. Read on.
Yes, yes. I will show forth all of thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish.
Now, stop right there. Your enemies, whatever they might be, might be sickness, might be sad, they're going to turn back and they're going to fall, and they're going to turn into dust where they come from.
Yes.
So you got to understand, when the spirit that's on you and me, when you know that you are an anointed woman, anointed man, when you know you are a God man, you're a goddess, woman of God, when you speak some things, bam, you're healed. Cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, high blood, low blood, cancer, move, prostate, cancer in the brain, cancer in the liver, cataract, glory, hallelujah. Evil and took over the minds of men. God's gonna move. Evil to tuck up the minds of families, breaking families, but the spirit of the Almighty God gonna move it and don't crash. Read on. Woo.
That's right. It says, okay, but thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou hast sat in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever.
God, stop right there. He said, God said he moved the heathen name out of the books. So what the evil that's done in Washington today is going to be washed away. Those that engage in doing evil, killing and murder, their name is going to the dust and it will never rise up. Only the righteous of God. If you got the righteous of God, right now, every door that closed tonight, God is prepping you. God is letting you see the enemy fighting each other. God is letting you see racism coming to a stop. He's showing you white supremacy. He's showing you lies on lies, and the lies going to die. Ain't going to be anymore. Read on. Thank you.
It says here, O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. Hallelujah.
All the enemy, the enemy, all your evil, your lies, your fighting, your block have ended. You got to say, this is it. It ended. It ain't no more. Because I'm climbing up the mountain. I'm on top of the mountain. I'm looking over. I'm claiming the promised land. I'm claiming what God promised Abraham, what God promised Jacob, what God promised your mama, your daddy, your ancestors, the promises of the Almighty God lay in the tomb of the ancestors. And the ancestors have rose up and said, this is the ancestors speaking. See, when you get God, the ancestors still speak. Mama, dad, and grandma, they might be, they're not with you physical, but their spirit. They're waiting for this time to speak to you, man.
Break every chain, Bishop. By your powerful mouth, your word.
The word will change the world. And I want I want to say this. You got white folks, black folks, brown folks is living for God. And they're not going to bow to wicked and evil. They're not going to bow to power. Yes. Nothing but the power of the Almighty God.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
yes.
Somebody getting healed.
He says, thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is prepared with them.
God destroys cities that is wicked. COVID-19 ain't no accident. God is destroying evil, wicked that come up from the earth. I'm not evil demons. What's going on now, in, not just Chicago, in the whole world is evil. God is destroying it, and he's going to get his angel to come to clear the house up.
Yes.
Read on.
But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge to, for the oppressed, a refuge to times of trouble.
Those that are poor, those that are in trouble. When you're in trouble, you don't know. When you don't know where you're going to eat at. You don't know where you're going to sleep at. God is the refuge, man. You got to go back to God. You got to go back and lift your hands up and say, Lord, here am I don't know nothing about you. Give it to me. He's saying, I am it. You don't get nobody. This is it. If you come to me, whatever you need, whatever you want, you got it, but you got to ask for it. You ask not, you have not. And somebody right now, somebody we speaking to in the spirit, you know, I ain't seeing them, you ain't seen them, but this word we speaking going out in astro. Help is on its way.
Yes.
Read.
Yes, Lord. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwell in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. When he makes his inquisition for blood, he remembereth them, for he forgiveth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Have mercy upon me.
My trouble, which I suffer them that hate me. Thou that lifts me up from the gates of death.
I want you to stop right there. See, when it says have mercy upon me, we have been the hated people of the world. The black man been hated from the beginning, but all we got to holler, have mercy. And God gonna give mercy and give grace and favor. I want to say favor. You've been suffering with your business. You've been suffering with your children. The devil coming to you up, but I said mercy and favor. God gonna give favor quick, fast, and in a hurry. On this Martin Luther King week, favor coming. On the Martin Luther King week, they had a war at the city. They went to the, they went with guns to try to destroy something, a building, but you can't destroy the building in my heart. You can't destroy the love and the joy is in people's heart. I say, read.
Yeah. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they did in their own foot taken. Hallelujah.
Now, all that crooked stuff is coming out in 2021, and the ditch been dug for us for a long time. But our mama and our grand, our ancestors is pulling her up out and looking and saying, all is well. Reach up
for
the moon.
If
you fall, you're going to fall on a high star anyway. So all is well. I want to say that to somebody. All is well right now. Not tomorrow. Now. Your healing is now. Your money is now. Your joy is now. Your love is now. But you, if you don't speak it, you can't have it. You got to say all is well, and I claim it. So you got to decree some things. Jeremiah decreed. And God said, I'm going to speak to your lips. I'm going to speak to your inner man. I'm going to speak to you so you decree it. And what you have to do, you have to say it and keep saying it till it come to pass. Read.
That's right. The Lord keep repeating. He says, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is near in his own, in the work of his own hands. Hallelujah.
The wicked
will
fall.
The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, and let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight.
Let the heathen be judged in the sight of God, in the sight of you. Don't you see heathen coming out? People got position, got money, but that ain't enough. They still want to prosecute the poor. They want to talk race hate. They want to talk about mass murder, but all them that throw that out is coming back to them. What goes around comes around 360 degrees, so what's up is down, and what bound is up. So what I'm telling you, God is God right now in 2021. You're going to see some miracles happen. You're going to see some breakthrough. You're going to see people going to the next level. All you've got to do is hold on. Don't let nobody persuade you not to praise God. Don't let nobody praise you not to say, you're a man of God, I'm a woman of God, and I'm standing on it, and all is well. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. If I can get that to our young folks, if I can get that to our seniors, and I'm telling you, God is going to turn some things. God is going to turn some things around if we just let him take charge of it. And we've been going through a whole loss, but I want to stand tall to know that God will deliver us in the right way. I'm praying for you, and God is able. Don't get it twisted. Stay focused. God is able. You know, Sam Cooke said, it's a long time coming. The change going to come. The change going to come through us. The change going to come through prayer. The change going to come through every yoke being broke. The change going to come to people lifting up the power of God. That's how the change going to come. It's going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil knows. Now,
everything that the devil knows.
God got the whole world in his hand. I'm praying for those down in Baton Rouge, those down in New Orleans, those down in Jackson, Mississippi, all them that got problems. I'm praying. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. All them that lost loved ones in the storm and the flood, those in New York, those that lost so much. All things are possible for those that believe. God got the whole world in his hand. And you got to let God challenge you. You got to let God take over your life, man. Got the whole world in his hand. I'm praying tonight for your healing, divine healing. I'm praying for the doctor gave you a bad report. I'm giving you a good report. All is well. Let me say it again. All is well. Reach up for the moon. Maybe you fall. You land on a star. Still on high ground. And I hear preachers say, it make no difference what you think about me. But it take a world of difference when I think about you. I cannot let tonight your jealousy, your envy, your racism separate me from the love of God. Nothing you do can separate me from the love of God. And I want to say that to you. Hold your head up. A blessing is a moment away. You got a need, plant a seed. If you seed, God going to give you what you want. If you said, Bishop, I'm going to seed, and God going to give you. Maybe you might need a seed for your daughter, for your son, for whatever. You need to seed for God to turn their life around. If you plant that seed, God will do something special. If you say, well, Bishop, I'm going to plant a seed every month, I'm going to plant a seed. As you plant that seed every month, you're going to see a difference in your life. I see a Boaz blessing for you. I see where it says shake down, pressing together, running over. God is getting ready to bless you because you're obedient. So you got to be obedient to the word. When you be obedient to giving, God going to bless you. When you be obedient, God going to do it for you. Get ready because he got the whole world in his hands. And I'm going to let you know that.
He's got the whole world.
Injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this. And it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity
help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize it.